Father, we thank you so much for the Word of God and for men and women that are preaching the Word of God and the opening that you're providing for us in the spirit world. We don't take it lightly. We'll give you all the praise and all the glory for it. We thank you for people who are catching on, who are growing, and who are sprinting forward in the things of God. Breathe on us tonight, and we'll see how far and how high and how deep you want us to go. We thank you we're protected during these times. But we don't only have the Word have us. And thank you for revelation knowledge. And thank you for your miracle power in this service tonight. In Jesus' name, amen. You may be seated. Let's open our Bibles too. We're going to look at three opening. The first opening is Jeremiah chapter 8, verse 22. We'll tell you what we're talking about in a little moment, little while. Is there no balm in Gilead? Is there no physician there? Why then is not the health of the daughter of my people recovered? You see that? Why the church don't have help? Why we're not recovering and don't need nothing? See, there's a place now. I want you to also look in Jeremiah chapter 30 now, verse 17. Now notice what he says here. For I, pause there a moment. You see it? For I will restore health unto thee, and I will heal thee of thy wounds. And he don't want you to make him think about who said it. Saith the Lord. You see that? And he said, why? And it is the church has no health consciousness, no health anointing, no health awareness as she should, because she turned the other way. Other method and other formulas. Instead of trusting God or digging deep into the spirit realm to see revelation, rims, and remnants from God. Pay attention now. Pay attention. Let me go back over that verse. God talking, for I will restore health unto thee. Did you see what he said? Who he said going to do it? He who? God. What is Jehovah Rapha? Yes. That's it? And then he says, and I will heal thee of thy wounds. Wounds is plural. It doesn't matter what it is. You see that? He blessed me because you really going to say the Lord. And then he tell you why. Because they called thee an outcast, saying, this is Zion. This is the church. This is Word of Life Christian Center, whom no man seeketh after. And the reason the men not seeking after them, because they're just like them. All right, one more verse, and then we'll enter into an adventure in the spirit. You want to go on an adventure in the spirit tonight? Amen. Jeremiah 33 and 6. how clear can you get? Jeremiah 33, 6. Behold, I will bring help and cure. You see, how many of y'all see that? Amen. What do you say next? Now, you know that that's God, you see. And I will cure them and reveal to them the abundance of peace and truth. Now, those three voices is telling us that we have been set up by God for to understand and to operate and to have divine health. No matter where your body at now, we're not talking about that. We're talking about the revelation. When the revelation and the application comes properly, it has to manifest. Because God says so. And you notice all three of them, but you say, I'll do it. Now the question is, have we been letting him do it? You follow me? And so I would say, as the Spirit of God permit me now, it's called revelatory help. It's help that is revealed to you and to your system. Revelation help. It's not on top of the surface. It's help by revelation and understanding and God's wisdom. Now, listen very close, because the body of Christ have not been able to claim this. You're going to be able to claim it after tonight. You're going to understand it better, okay? Staking my claim to the God kind of help plan, PLAN. Staking my claim to the God kind of help plan. And I want you to put a footnote in your notes, or write it in your Bible. We're talking about supernatural help that has been provided at the beginning, and man diluted it down. Okay. These revelations are going to put something in your system that's going to drive out toxicity and disease. Revelation can do that, you know. All right, now. It's the God kind of help that apostolically we have to bring back to the church. To live in the God kind of help, you got to follow instruction. Okay. We have had three miracles. I know one, that man, they wanted to operate on him and thought they saw two or three masses. His wife and I prayed. They went in. They found no mass. I believe those masses would move supernaturally. They saw them, but when they went in to get them, they wasn't there. Second, a young girl sowed a seed for her grandmother. And on Sunday, the next week, they took her off a dialysis machine. Supernatural, man. Took off just like that. And we're going to see many more great things happen as we go into this, and you might write this down, health realm. Hallelujah. So what the Lord want to do tonight is bring you into the realm of health, faith for your health. No matter what you've been going through, how long you've been going through it, but the Word of God can produce faith for living in health in spite of all you're going through. I just want to tell you right now, we're behind. I say we're behind. All right. God, infinite endless help is subject to no limitation. In other words, Satan don't have a disease to stand up to God's help. I've been out training the 11. Ron wasn't with us. As soon as his eyesight show up, Ron gonna get him an RV. We just waiting on it. But I trained 11 extensively this week, my wife and I, on apostolic ministry, and so they can drop it down to LTMA and drop it down in their churches. But this is endless health. God expected you to live healthy all your life. Are you listening to me? All right, now, it's subject, there's health that is subject to no limitation. In other words, nothing Satan can come up with can keep you sick. Just based on the three scriptures we read already. Turn to with John chapter 15, John's Gospel chapter 15. And we'll see something there. John 15, 13. God is boundless love, unmeasurable. And in that boundless, unmeasurable love, he has provided health for every one of you. No matter what disease show up. And if you release your faith properly, you see that in John 15, what it says, greater love has no man than this, that a man lay down his life for his friend. Yes. Yes. He laid down his life. You got Isaiah, what, 53:5? Wounded for our transgression, bruised for our iniquity, chastised our peace upon him. With his stripe, we're what? Healed. If you're healed, what does that mean? Yeah. Turn to Proverbs chapter 4.
Oh, bless your name, Lord. Hallelujah.
God is infinite intelligence on hell. There's no streams of hell God don't know about. Amen. He's infinite intelligence on hell. And it may sound foreign to the church, because we have followed the pattern of the world system. But you're growing. Yes. And as you learn, you can apply it, right? Amen?
Yes.
I just want you to listen to me now. Listen to me. Because I don't want you to ever think, listen to me, that your health is impossible. I don't want you to ever think you have to settle for second-class citizenship. You are a kingdom citizen. You understand me? And if you hear this word and you apply this word, your health got to come. Okay, how long it takes? See, don't be messing with your faith. It doesn't matter. Just stay with it. Thank God. Every day, raise God. Thank God I'm walking in hell. Hallelujah. Then sneeze. But you trust in God. You understand? You'll finally get there. Here, he tells us in Proverbs 4:20 now, that's a powerful voice. You cannot really, my son, that's a clam of hell right there.
Yes.
You got a healthy father who never been sick. His name is God.
Yes.
And so he said, my son, attend to my words. Incline, notice the word attend and incline. And he never say read. My son, attend to my words, incline thy ears unto my saying. Now, in preaching a few weeks ago, a lot of time we're hearing words, but we're not hearing the voice. And the word does not become personal until you hear the voice. The word is not personal until God speaks to you. The word cannot become supernatural. It cannot become John 6:63 to you. It cannot become spirit and life to you until Jesus said in John 10:27, my sheep. He didn't say, hear my word. Hear my voice. Now, everybody know about a personal relationship. When things get personal, It's intimate. It's closer to you. You want it. You lack it. You see? And that's what the word got to do. It can't be a pass-by word. It got to be personal.
Amen.
Yeah, he says, my son, attend to my word and incline to your ear my saying. And look at what he said in verse 421. Proverbs 421. Let them not depart from thine eyes, no matter what come up. See? Keep them in the midst of thine what? What else?
Soul.
Soul, what else? In a man. Because that's where the trouble at. That's where you lose your health at. You lose your health and your soul. Your body don't have no say-so. Whatever message the soul brought it, that's what they're going to receive. So he said, let them not depart from thy eyes. Keep them so they're not only, see, the word can only be in your eyes. They got to be in your heart, in your soul, in your inner man, a part of you. Are you hearing me?
Yes.
All right, look at the next verse now. Look what it says. What? It's so simple. For they are life to everybody. What do you mean, those that find them? Huh? What do you mean? What do you mean by those that find them? One that has become a ram or two? Come on now. Look at John 6:63 and we'll come back there. Look at John 6:63. Come on, we can't get by this. Look at this. John 6:63. Look at this. It is the spirit that quickeneth.
Yeah.
The flesh profiteth nothing. The word that I speak unto you, not to your apostle. He's going to preach to you, but you, when I'm preaching tonight, that word got to be spoken to you by God, not just by me. They are spirit and they are life. When that happened, my brothers and sisters, you can have a supernatural operation any moment. Turn to Hebrews 4:12. Hebrews 4:12. Here's a supernatural operation by the word of God. The word of God is quick. Hebrews 4:12. Powerful. Sharper than any two-edged sword. Huh? Piercing. Get this mess out of here. Even to the dividing of a son of soul and spirit. See, when you divide them, then you can train all of them. And you can't divide them unless you got the soul of the spirit. You see what I'm saying? We're talking about health. But in order to have your health, you can't let your feeling and your body be in control. So the word come and divide you and divide your spirit, soul, and body. So now your body is no longer in charge of how you gonna come out.
Yeah.
The feeling and the sore and the ball or whatever it is, it's not in charge of how you gonna come out. Because now the word didn't come in and you've had divine surgery. Oh my God. Oh my God. Oh my God. God is setting all of us tonight to step into divine surgery by the word to separate our spirit, which is always healthy, our soul get messed up, and then our bodies get messed up. But if that surgery go on, see, we will fall for every other surgery but the surgery of the word. And so body of Christ, God is bringing us back apostolically to the surgery of the word. The word becomes spirit and life. Go in there and anoint your spirit anoint your soul, and your soul anoint your senses. And the higher power takes over. Then miracles, signs, wonders come forth as they're supposed to come forth. So what we're saying now, what we're saying here, we are saying the reason God can keep us in health, God has a divine surgery plan. So every time something come on our body, there's a divine surgery plan that comes through the word. Tell you what to meditate.
Yes.
Tell you what scripture to read.
Yeah. All right, all
right. Tell you what to pray.
Yeah.
Tell you what to say.
Yeah.
Tell you what not to say. Okay. See, the word's surgery. Yeah. A divine surgery. Hebrews 4 and 12. That activate John 6:63. Amen.
Amen.
Now go back to Proverbs 4, because you've got to look at that 23rd verse after you attend to the word. And after you incline your ear to his saying. Proverbs 4:23 now. And so we can't take this as just reading the Bible. We got to soak in this. Because we're surrounded by a system that knows nothing about divine help. When we talk about staking your claim, you can't stake a claim into something that you don't know rightfully yours.
Yeah.
So what I'm here for tonight is to set it up so you'll know it's rightfully yours, and then for you, you know, a claim that you to take a sharp stick and nail it down there. When a surveyor come and he measured the land, he got away, he got that camera and he measured it and he walked it out. And it's on a map, it's your land, but it haven't never been marked off. But he put a red flag around a little piece of wood, shot, and he measured and he looked and he said, that's so many feet, that's her land, that's his land. And he nailed it down, and nobody can mess with it. You don't even need to have a fence. Nobody can mess with it. And so what we're doing here, we're surveying. We're surveying tonight because there got to be more.
Yeah.
All these catastrophes and all these sickness and all these diseases, it got to be more. We have to become educated on how to take care of ourselves. And even if you take care of yourself, you're going to have attacks, but you're not going to handle it. You talk about having... keep the habit all diligent, for out of it is the issue of life. What the 24th verse? What the hell that? Is the 24th verse? Go back. Put away from there for a moment. What about the hell that? You got hell in there, isn't it? What verse it is? 20 what? Oh, you're all kind of 20. 22?
Yes, sir.
Go back to 22, second verse. Proverbs 4:22. For there are life and all those that find them. Yeah, he warned me to miss that. And help. To all their flesh. How much?
All.
What that mean? Every organ, every cell, everything you got.
Yeah.
He's held to all your flesh. So what I want you to do tonight is, in spite of anything, lay claim on it. Okay, what report you've got? Lay claim on it, because God is not a man that he should lie. He said it?
Yeah.
I can't hear you.
Yeah.
He's making good. And nobody can stop him.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
So attend to the word. Take word surgery. That's what we're talking about. We're talking about word surgery for your health.
Yes.
I heard somewhere, somebody said, his surgery never lost a kid.
Right.
Nobody died when God operated on them. You following what I'm saying? All right. Now, also along with God is infinite intelligence on health, you have to go to 1 Corinthians 2, 9, 10, and 11. Because we're talking about, actually, I won't give it this name. I think we can catch it. We're talking about spiritual health that produce physical health. So it's you recognize that you're spiritually healthy.
All right.
And then you're gonna go in your body and you'll become physically healthy.
Yeah.
See? Yeah. But naturally, you can't see this health.
Uh-huh.
So you have to go with the system. Look what it said, but it is written, eyes have not seen this health, nor ear heard, neither have entered into the heart of man the thing which God has prepared for them that love him. But look at the 10th verse now. 10th verse. Catch on to this. This is revealed help.
Yeah.
Write that down.
Yeah.
God is revealing his help to you.
Yeah.
And God is revealing you that his help come through by supernatural help operation. Yeah. You notice I said supernatural health operation because none of them fail. You got to have faith for it, and that's why I'm preaching it. And you're going to have to, you move it in a territory that is beyond the normal pattern in the church. The church is out to get their healing only. But healing supports a substantiated health. Once you get it, you got to know how to keep it. You can't keep running around, I'm healed. You got to run around and say, I'm healthy. I'm healthy. I'm good God Almighty, I'm healthy. And you got to say it before it will show up. Because I told you, God worked from the end to the beginning. So whatever you may be dealing with, it don't mean nothing to God. Because he already, your health, listen to me clearly now. Your health is already finished. Write that down. Write your name down. Say, my health is already finished. And you want a scripture? John 19:30. Jesus cleared it up. It is finished. See? Yeah. It's already finished. Hallelujah. See? But hear how your health come. That 10th voice now. Tonight, what God is doing, he's revealing divine, supernatural help to you. He's revealing divine operation with Hebrew 4:12. He's revealing that he's going to take his word. I think of someone in the Psalms, he sent his word to heal them. That's right. He's going to, those of you who listen to me tonight, he's going to take his word and heal you. And nothing's going to be able to stop it. Don't worry about the duration. Don't worry. Just keep saying the same thing. With God's word, I'm healthy and whole. Hold fast to your confession of faith without wavering. Don't let feeling change your mind. Don't let numbers change your mind. Stay with it. Give him praise. Hallelujah. I said, give him praise. Hallelujah. See, this type of health that voice pointed out now, voice Corinthians 2:20, is health with God's supernatural wisdom. Now, who can operate or fix something better than the one who made it? Why would he put this in his word about health? And we haven't been using it. See? So that's why I said, them boys tell y'all, listen, because this beyond a man was going on in this season. God is training the church for the last shining moments. The church going to shine. The church going to outshine Dow Jones and IBM. The church going to outshine the government. The church going to outshine everybody as they walk in their kingdom rights. Hallelujah. I'll say this way. You got to catch it now. In a few moments, we're the only one going to have the answer. A spirit-filled, tongue-talking, Bible-reading, Bible-meditating, Bible-applicator going to be the only one have the answer. Everybody's going to be scared. People going to start committing suicide, all kinds of stuff. Because the old way don't work no more. It's time for God's kingdom to shine. And he's going to do it through you. See? We're talking about walking in health physically, spiritually. It's a spiritual walk. You look in the 11th voice, 1 Corinthians 2:11, because I got to go on to this other point. What man knows the things of a man save the spirit of man which is in him? Even so, the things of God knows no man but the spirit of God. See, So the Spirit of God is tonight revealing to you help in divine dimension. Once you understand this, you take dominion over sickness and disease. Because they know, Satan know, you know your divine rights. Now look at Ephesians 3:10. I want to tell you this. God packs the manifold wisdom of help. The manifold wisdom of help. To the intended now unto the principalities and power. I mean, you're going to start showing them devils too. And powers in heavenly places. Might be known by the church. Yes, might be known by the church. Yes, the manifold wisdom of God's help. Yes, the manifold enlightenment of God's help. Look what it says. To the intent that now unto the principalities and power in heavenly places might be known by the church. The manifold wisdom of God. Manifold. I mean, just wisdom, but it said manifold. I mean, different types of wisdom. Turn to Proverbs 3. God is unspeakable victory. Reading it then, Proverbs 3:7. Proverbs 3:7. Here's a problem. Here's a problem with your health.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
See, be not wise. What are we talking about? Manifold wisdom, didn't I?
Yes.
Manifold wisdom? What does manifold mean? More than one way, right?
Yes,
be not wise in our own eyes. Fear the Lord and depart from evil. Go to the next verse, 3:8. It might be. Help to thy neighbor and marrow to thy bone. That sounds like help to me. You got a neighbor? You got bones? If you don't, you're weird. God is the unchangeable power of help. You can't change him from hell. Notice in Genesis 43, 27 and 28. This should be all of our answer. Genesis 43, 27. And asked them of their welfare. And he said, is your father well? The old man of whom you speak? Is he yet alive? Is he dapper lady? If he can't get around, or where he at? Go to the next verse. And they answered, thy servant, our father, what? Is in good health. He's yet alive. That was put there for a reason. So we can see you can be so-called old and still healthy. You got to grab a hold of that. He said, that's me. And stop looking at all the other people.
That's right.
Who, yeah, you got to stop. When you see, just turn your head. Why you want to have a conversation about this? So God's unchangeable power of help is revealed in those two verses. How the old man doing? He didn't say healthy. He said in good health. Still alive.
Yes, sir.
You know, a lot of times people get to a certain age and they give up. They just give up. Whatever you got to do, do it. If you can't walk a mile, walk 10 feet. Go back and take your breath, and 2 hours later, walk 10 more feet. Now, you write this one, you know you're made in God's image, and you know God's likeness. You know the Bible says, in him we live and move and have our being, right?
That's right, sir.
So this statement, I want you to have it. I saw a statement. Oh, yeah. I am the image and likeness of God in help. Wow. Wow. You find out in Genesis, we made in his image. I am the image and likeness of God in help. Now, listen, class. You online, listen. Because it's going to be a strange statement, but it's going to prove a whole lot. God is the soul of my help. You know 3 John 2? Beloved, I wish above all things you prosper and be in health, even as your soul prosper.
Yeah.
But this statement said, God is the soul of my help. I really want you to see this in Psalm 103, verse 1. I really want you to see this.
All right.
I really want you to see how this needs to be addressed. Bless the Lord, all my soul. Bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, all my soul. And forget none of his benefits. And then they name out those five benefits. And I think the second one is about health. Who forgiveth all thy iniquity. You believe that?
Yes.
Well, you can't believe the next part. Who healeth all thy diseases. I mean, if God is big enough to forgive my iniquity, he must be big enough to heal my diseases.
Yes.
You see, but our mind has been warped to the way the system works. So we say prayer, not asking God direction. We tell him what we're about to do. Can I get a witness? That's what we've been doing. You know, we're comfortable because we say it our prayer.
Yeah.
But our prayer does not supposed to direct God.
Yeah.
Our prayer is supposed to put ourselves in a position to hear God's direction.
Yeah.
And whatever he says to you, do it. He said, rush to the doctor, get in the car and drive as fast as you can. Whatever he says to you, do it. Not what you say to yourself, though. It's sure quiet up in here. Y'all listening, all right? I think the people on the line might be listening better than y'all than moving their hand and stuff. I might figure a way where they can holler out again. Just shock y'all up, you know. Hallelujah. I might figure a way where they get some voice where they didn't come in here and start talking to us. And then y'all going to be embarrassed because they're taking over. Then y'all going to say, hallelujah. They're ready to take over. I tell you that. They're waving their hand and some of them stand up sometime. Some stand up and do a dance. Yeah. Oh, yeah. And them five things, I often stand on those five things. I know them by heart. See, so that it can renew my youth like the eagle. What do you think that is? That's hell. Write this, I have no scripture to go with it. You can go all over the Bible. I have the power of word help. I have the power of word help. When I speak the word on help, it goes forth and cannot return void.
Yeah, good,
charged with the power of God. Because Isaiah 55:11 don't only belong to God. Look at it. Isaiah 55:11 don't only belong to God. God said it so you can see it and you can hear it so you know you can use it.
Yeah.
My word.
Yeah.
So shall my word be that goes forth out of my mouth.
Yes. Yes.
It shall not return to me void, but it shall accomplish that which I please, and it shall prosper in the things whereunto I send. You know why? You know why? You know why that voice is not just for God? Because when God's word become a rhema to you, he says, to he whom the word of God has come, have not I called you gods? John 10, he talks about that. Now, you see, that shake the average church up. You mean to tell me? No, it was a little G. You're not the big G, but you're a little G. When you're walking in revelation, when you're anointed, when you're walking in love and meekness, and you got a revelation and you speak it out your mouth, it's just like God talk. It will not return to your void.
Amen. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I invoke the power of the healing Christ. The full power of help is awakening in me right now. Acts 10:38, how God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and power, who went about doing good, and some of them couldn't heal. And will you heal them all? So you mean to tell me this word, which represents God, can heal every one of us up in here who dealing with anything? And you mean after all our ancestors went through, we still can walk in hell?
Yes.
God is light, therefore the light of help fills my soul. God is light, therefore the light of help fills my soul tonight. And once my soul gets filled, my body have no choice. It got to join the Trinity. Because when you say, beloved, I wish you more than your problem be in hell, even as your soul prospers. That means that soul got to prosper before your body can prosper.
Yes.
Or when he said in what, Psalm 139, 14,
yes,
he said, my soul knoweth right well.
Yes.
So everybody in here tonight, you're being operated on. Because I'm using the word. Hebrews 4 and 12. So it's time, listen to me, to build a kingdom help culture. A kingdom of God help culture. You're building all the other cultures. It's time for the church to start building some culture. It's time for you to have the boldness to tell a doctor, I'll be back. I got to go check this out.
Yeah.
He ain't going to like it now.
Amen.
They get angry.
Yeah.
They're talking about wearing capes and stuff. But you got a right to walk.
Yes.
If you don't understand it, and I tell people, you go to the hospital, don't go by yourself.
Amen.
Always have somebody to ask what this is.
Yes.
What this going to do. Matter of fact, the miracle we got with the masses, the wife was there, and she said, no, we don't need that. You don't need to go to sleep. You want to stay awake. She said, but you got pain. Let's get that pain go. We don't want nothing to sleep right now. You got the right to do that. But you got the right to have the wisdom of God. You understand what I'm saying? Sometime, now I got another case. A man told me, he said, I ain't taking nothing. They won't do this and do that. I called him back, him and his wife on the line. I said, look, let's pray in the spirit. You done got so far in this case. Let's pray in the spirit and ask God what he want to do.
Amen.
Now, I got a revelation instantly what he was supposed to do, but I ain't telling him. But he did the right thing. He took the operation. You know what I'm saying? I'll talk with you, but I won't. Very seldom I'll give you exactly what to do. Because you got to catch on yourself. So I'm not preaching. If you need something and you know you need it, and you faking like you got so much word,
yes,
I ain't gonna let you do that. If I see you scared, I'm gonna say, cut off. Now, stand up for this prophecy. Well, you might want to write. Sit down. The word of the Lord came to me about this night. And I want you to listen very carefully to what he's saying. Many help transaction and transition is about to flow in the body of Christ. Thus said the Lord. The Lord said this. Undeniable results are on the horizon. Thus said the Lord. The Lord. This is a prophecy, the Lord. Give him a read it slow so you can catch it. Both your soul and your body in the beauty of my help. I have been waiting for those who will stake their claims into my supernatural health plan. Get in the flow. Don't just ask me about your health. It's time to stake your claims of my unlimited, unstoppable, and unmovable health. The Lord, thus say the Lord. When he said this, I came unglued. I'm ready to release health glory on my people. I need you to see beyond the circumstances, beyond the normal pattern, and get ready to let my glory of health flow through your soul and body. Isn't that something? Let me get that part again. I'm ready to release health glory on my people. I never heard that. Health glory. You ever heard that? Health glory. Any of y'all ever heard hell glory? Yes. Online? Some of y'all might be some deep people that heard hell glory. See, the Lord is letting us know we are in apostolic virgin territory. When some things he's saying, like when he deals with faith, he says, you're not really operating in faith when you just hear the word. Right. We know Romans 10, so faith comes by hearing, hearing by the word of God. But we explain that. Let me explain that about the fig tree. Jesus cursed that fig tree. And right after he cursed that fig tree, his last statement said, and his disciple heard him. They didn't hear him. They heard the words, but they didn't hear the voice. They didn't hear the power. Because when they got back, they was amazed. See, if they had heard him, they wouldn't be amazed that the tree was dead. So then Jesus told them, now, if you won't do it like this, have faith in God. That's where Mark 11, 23 come from. Mark 11, 24 come from. Jesus said, I had heard my father told me I could curse that tree. And y'all heard the word, but y'all didn't heard the power. You see the difference?
Thank you. Thank you, Lord.
That's what I want you to train. I want you to train where you hear the power.
Yeah.
I don't know about just a good sermon. That's a good sermon. I don't know about no good sermon. I want you to show the sermon. I want you to wear the sermon. I want you to live the sermon. That's how you tell me it's a good sermon. See? That's a powerful word there. It's a fresh word. It's a fresh word. Go pick up some book and start reading them and see if you're going to find these words. Let me give them to you again. I'm ready. See, don't take this life. I'm ready to release health glory. Yes. Glory means all that God is, all that God has, all that God can do. I'm ready to release that on your body right now. What? What? You should help. Say health glory.
Help.
Say it again.
Help.
Say it again.
Help.
Now you're not saying normal words. You're saying you prophesying in a new territory.
Hey!
Yeah. See? Satan didn't want you to hear that. Satan didn't want you to be talking about health glory. Now, let me close. Listen to this. I'm ready to release health glory on my people. I need you to see beyond circumstances. Oh, Jesus. Thank you. beyond the normal pattern. Thank you, Jesus. You listening? And get ready to let my glory of health flow through you, through your soul and body. And he said in the end of this prophecy, he says, remember, health is living in your spirit. And now it's ready to manifest in your total man. When you listen to a man or woman of God, you got to make connection. If the connection don't come, you don't trust their calling, and you're not going to receive what they said. Now, this church is pretty good about listening. I've seen a lot of results in people's lives because they listen. You've been revealed tonight about health glory. You've been revealed how to stake your claim into your health rights. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. You're not going to be able to talk to everybody about it.
That's right.
Listen to what I told you about the apostolic. It's pioneering.
Yes,
it's pathfinding.
Yes,
you understand?
Yes,
it's pace setting. In other words, those of you all over the world on the line, I got a lot of pastors on the line. I got a lot of pastors become partners lately. All over the world,
amen,
going to start preaching things like this.
Yes, sir.
Yes.
That's a preacher right there. He going to preach it.
Yes, sir.
So people can know their divine rights. You, look at me. You are not helpless.
Amen.
You are not hopeless. And nobody else got your health in their hand. Your health really is in your hand. So now we're going to have to go against a lot of grain, a lot of grandma. They're not going to understand it. But it's fresh revelation. You walk out of here with glory health on you. I know in my 49 years, I never heard about no glory hell. But that's what he said he's going to release on you.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. I receive it, Lord. Thank you. Thank you. Hallelujah.
I got to close. I'm going to close. But do you understand what have happened to you tonight?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Do you understand that the Holy Spirit is going to teach you a health plan?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Don't be contrary. See, the Holy Spirit right now is obligated because of what I taught to begin to give you your health plan. You're going to have to participate. See, it's not abba-dabba-dooby.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, in Jesus' name, no matter where I go, what I eat, or how long I sit down, I'm healthy. No, no, no. The whole deal got to be in there. You see what I'm saying? You follow me?
Yes. Yes.
You've had checks before. All of us had checks. When I used to drive into that Krispy Kreme, I knew it was dumb. The other man in front of one of my sons, he ordered 2 dozen of donuts. He said, I'm going to take 2 more shots tonight. He got diabetes. He don't be eating them donuts.
Yeah.
But he want the doggone donuts so bad. So I'm not saying you can't eat a donut every now and then, but not 9 times a day. Because I know one thing, them Krispy Kreme donuts, you ain't eating one. And I look, a half a dozen was gone. Then I say, I want one more. It's hot to see the steam coming out. And your body loves that. But your body crazy. And if you let your body run you, your body crazy. If you let your body run you, I ain't gonna say no more. So I may not never get a chance to preach the other part of this thing, but I want you to write it down. Help ownership comes to the body of Christ. You are a help owner. Claim it. Take some of the principles you heard. Take some of the scripture you heard and meditate it. If you am and you fail, what you do? Get up, dust yourself off, go for it again.
Yes, sir.
Got it?
Yes, sir.
See, it's not just about eating. It's about thinking. I heard one author says, our mind is for our use. But the only problem, most people, their mind are using them. Psychologically, it said, learn how to watch your mind. Some of y'all don't even watch your mind. See where you look. You say, whatever, everything. Oh, yeah, what I got to do? Satan will get a hold of your mind and say, man, where'd that come from? You just stop and say, where'd that come from? Who said that?
Yeah.
If it's negative, it wasn't God.
Yeah.
And to a large degree, what way are most of your thought? Negative. Where'd it coming from? That's why the Bible said, above all, taking the shield of faith, and you quench all the fiery doubts of the wicked one. All right? So I want you all to leave in mind, tonight, we have staked our claim in God's supernatural help.
Yes, sir.
He never failed it. Go back over those notes.
Yes, sir.
Now, see, people may take good note, but they go throw it on the dresser. All right? And that God's going to show you more things, more than I said. But he wanted me to get you started. All right, you got it, son.
All right.
Yeah. That's it.